have to, if you want to film me, you can, but you cannot edit me. I am what I am, what I am. Ready, girl? Or just record what? So we're gonna be working with our calculator and we're gonna be working with notes. This is introduction to polar graphs. These are the three most common polar graphs that we have. Maybe we'll get to the fourth one, maybe not. We will also, maybe, depends on what tomorrow is. Tomorrow, number double is due, right? And it's an opportunity to do some sharing. So I don't anticipate that will take the whole class period. If it indeed does not, then maybe we'll do a little bit more exploring with polar graphs. There's a variety of ways to share. We'll definitely be doing some more really cool polar graphs on Friday. I have to be up north on Friday for one of my niece and nephew's school program, and I was actually just going to take the day off, but I can't afford to take the day off because there's no way I can leave this for you. So I will make sure I'm getting a six-hour prep so I can get out of here and get up through their program at school. But I want, it's important to be here so that we can do some of this exploring together. There's some cool stuff. So your title for your notebook is 13-4, Polar Graphs. Probably number one. So the first thing that when we are graphing in polar, we are going to graph in radians. Your calculations are in degrees, but when you're graphing in polar, we're going to graph in radians. So how do you know if your calculator is ready to graph in radians? So we're going to check two different things. First of all, go to your home screen and pick up the scratch pad and get to the graph part of the scratch pad. If you hit menu and then settings, the second line down says graphing angle, and make sure radian is chosen. If it's not, click on it, change it to radian. Either make that default or cancel if it's already in radians. Get out of here. Nod your head if you're good on that. Okay. Next, open a new document. And then insert a graph page. Go to menu, settings. And again, the second line down should say graphing angle, and I want it to say radians. So you need to check both. So when we graph functions, we're used to the f of x, f parentheses x format. When we're graphing in polar, it's r and then theta is in parentheses. So r of theta equals, where theta is operating as your independent variable. And r is operating as your dependent variable. Does something seem a little odd to you about that? Yeah. In the polar coordinates, isn't it r, comma, theta? So it might lead you to believe that the r was the independent variable and the theta was the dependent variable. Like when rectangular coordinates, it's x, comma, y, and x is our independent variable, first one. So if I were empress of the mathematical universe, I could have elevated myself to empress, okay? I would change that. But unfortunately, alas, I am not empress of the mathematical universe. So I do want to note that. Particularly when we're graphing, your input variable is theta. Your output is radius. Right? The other thing that shows up when you're in polar graphing is some parameters. Because our theta value has infinite possibilities, we restrict it to, at least to start, between 0 and 2 pi. So in other words, one rotation of the unit circle. Now I'm going to kind of lead back to something you did last year that we actually don't pick up this year, is parametric graphing. Nod your head if you remember the t and the x and the y. And remember you had parameters on the t? If you don't, that's okay. Ms. Tallman will bring it back up next year. Same difference, only we're in polar graphing. And not only do you have this, there's a step, there's a theta step. And the default theta step is 1/24 of pi. And what it is how many times, it's like the t step when you did with parametric. It's how many times you actually plot that point connected points. Right. So if you go to your calculator screen, it should be on the document that you opened up. In order to graph in parametrics, the default when you open up a graph screen is f of x, function mode. So we need to get out of function mode. Well, that's pretty easy. Hit menu, then graph entry, and polar. So we are actually going to write that on our notes too, to graph in polar on our Inspire. It's menu, graph entry, and then polar. This is assuming you have a graph page up. Notice when you do that, you see instead of F1 of X, you see R1 of theta. And underneath it is the parameters, 0 to 2 pi in decimals, 2 decimal places. And then a theta step of, believe it or not, pi divided by 24 is 0.13 to 2 decimal places. We'll play with that, and I do mean play, a little bit later when we get to the end. Okay, but right now we're just going to leave it in the default. So we talked about two kinds of graphs yesterday. So we're going to make a table in our notes with four columns. You need one column, not too big. That's going to be titled name, the name of our graph. You need another second column, a little bigger than that, which will give the equation. Your third column, even a little bigger than that, is going to be the graph itself. And your last column is characteristics. We're going to start with the line. We talked about the line yesterday. The equation of a line is actually a theta equals some number. I'm going to call that number A. A is an element of the real numbers. In other words, and all the different radii possible with one specific angle rotation. A sample graph of that. In our sample graphs, we're going to draw the pole and the polar axis. Really, that's it in polar. We just have that polar axis. It looks like a ray. Well, because we live most of our life in the rectangular coordinate world, I'm going to dot in some perpendiculars there that might actually help us. So The sample line, oh, how about theta equals quarter pi? So what am I gonna draw? If theta equals a quarter pi, what is that line gonna look like?
It's gonna be...
Oh, you were drawing the example of it?
Yeah,
okay.
At the same time, it's gonna be like a 45 degree angle.
Exactly. And it's gonna intersect the pole, correct? I'm not gonna call it origin, because origin is more of a rectangular coordinate world kind of thing. Don't we talk to people like that? Draw a 45 degree angle line through this point. Don't we say that? Doesn't this make sense? Do we say draw y equals x? Well, we do here, okay? Two important characteristics of any of these lines, no matter what the rotation is that the intercept is the pole. You want to use that in polar coordinates, it's 0, 0 degrees or 0 radians with the brackets. Don't forget the brackets. Notice I just called it an intercept with the axes. I didn't identify it as an x or a y because we're not in the xy plane. And the other thing is that the slope of the line is the rotation, or the magnitude of rotation, from the polar axis. Now, I really wish I could go over to your calculator and type in theta equals quarter pi. But look at what we are graphing in. We're graphing in r of theta. Just like when we graph in functions, don't we graph y equals? And isn't x equal something we can graph on our calculator? Not directly, right? We have to do workarounds. I believe, though, last time I checked, that Desmos could actually graph a theta equals. Or there's other online graphing software as well. But unfortunately, that's one of the few things that our technology can't do. So, lines. There are other ways to draw lines that you might discover in your polar play. But this is your basic one. All right, I put a dark line underneath that one. Our next shape is circle. We did this in yesterday's notes too. We graphed all the theta rotations that had a radius of some value. I think it was 2 yesterday, right? So the equation for that circle, r of theta equals a, some real number. So on that calculator document that you opened up, and you went to menu, graph entry, polar, so you got a polar ready to graph, just do R equals and you choose the number. Look at your window though, so see that it shows up. Leave the defaults the same. Aw, isn't it pretty? Isn't it beautiful? Is it perfectly smooth? It's pretty smooth, but it's not perfectly smooth. Our theta step, that's not bad at, you know, 1/24th pi. We could, you know, it's all pixels. It's not, you know, it's down to pixels at a certain point, but that's pretty nice. In function mode, we'd have to graph 2 equations, and it really couldn't quite look circular unless you really played with your window. Okay? Positive and negative square root of blah, 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 blah. We have to do that. This is easy. So let's draw a sample of the graph. So let's again do the pole and the polar axes. If you want to dot in or dash in the perpendiculars to your polar axes, you can. Hopefully draw a circular shape, or pretty much circular shape. So what are some characteristics of this circle? True, it doesn't intersect the pole. It has an axis that intersects them. Well, when you talk about circles, what are some things you want to know about circles? Where is the center? What is the radius? What is the related to radius? Diameter, yes. In your pods, talk about where is the center?
The center, the
what is the radius? What is the diameter?
The diameter is where it intersects the pole. I mean, the radius is where it intersects the pole. And then the diameter is obviously 2 times that.
Radius. What is the radius?
A.
A. Whatever you put in for A. What's the diameter?
2A.
2A. Where is the center? At the pole. Can you give it to me in polar coordinates? What would that point be in polar coordinates?
Zero.
0, 0 with brackets. If you, well, since we live most of the time in rectangular land, it's also 0, 0 in the rectangular coordinates. You could, here, I added another circle with a different radius. We could do a ton of them and have a lot of fun. Okay. Make a move, maybe. Do some animation. Ooh, ooh. Easy cheesy to graph a circle, isn't it? Easy cheesy. Well, this is not the only kind of circle you can make. So I'm going to add in a new page. Graphing page. I'm going to make sure I choose polar. I'm going to show you another circle. Ooh. Ooh. The equation for that circle is R of theta equals. Oops, let me do this. Line separating it on our table. Then R of theta equals A times the sine of theta. Again, A is any real number. What's different about that circle? Logan?
It's raised higher.
It's raised higher. Is it? It's no longer centered at the pole, right? It kind of stepped, it's like it touches the pole, like it's on top of the pole, right? Don't listen to mostly this. So like, let's say you had a booger and you rolled it around your fingers to get it nice and a little shape, circular shape there. And you go, look, mommy, look. This is when you're little, right? You know, exploring thing. You're like, look, look what I made. And then you give it to the dog and they eat it. Okay. Apparently very salty from what somebody tells me. I have not eaten my own boogers, thank you very much, but I have fed them to Sophie. So I know, too much information. Thank you. TMI. So yes, we get a circle. So here's the pole, and here's the polar axes. Here I'm putting my little dash in perpendiculars. I get a circle that touches the pole. And now again, I want you to think about, where's the center? What's the radius? What's the diameter now? So insert a new page, graph your own, choose a value for A, and then talk to your mom. It's A, some value, times the sine of theta. Do you remember where theta is?
The radius.
On your calculator?
What's happening?
What button?
In the diameter.
We'll help you find it. The pi button. Yeah, you can get theta from the pi button. Is it correct?
And the center is at 1.
On the software, I just typed pi theta. Look at that. So your radius is half of A. Your diameter is
A.
And what's the point that is the center of this circle? Patrick's got it. He's like, I want to do it. 0, comma. Are you talking to me in rectangular or polar?
Polar.
So 0 radius.
Oh.
You're talking to me in rectangular, aren't you? You're talking to me in polar?
Yeah. Is it 1/2 a, pi over 2.
Yep. So in polar, it's half a is your radius length, and your rotation is half pi. But Patrick is right, and if you're thinking rectangular, it's 0, half a. I know, we're bilingual. Remember I said we were gonna be bilingual? Right. We're talking polar, and we're gonna talk in rectangular. But that doesn't mean we're square. Get it?
Square. All right. That's fun. I don't care who
you
are.
Okay.
I hate that polar is like the
brackets
and the rectangular
curly parentheses. Well, that's the difference that you know between polar and rectangular is brackets versus parentheses. All right. Believe it or not, there's one other kind of circle. So we have a circle that's centered at the origin. We can have a circle that's moved up so it touches the pole. Okay. But we also have a circle, well, instead of A times the sine of theta, this circle is A times the
cosine
of theta. Again, A is any real number. So insert a new page. Make sure you pick polar. Menu, graph entry, polar. Then I'm going to do 5 times the cosine theta. Oh, it's pink. Mine's pink. How would you describe this circle? I've got the pole and the polar axes. Of polar axes. How would you describe the location of this circle? Rachel, you want to take a stab at it?
It's on the polar axis.
Okay, it intersects the polar axes, right? The polar axes, in fact, is a line of what to that circle? No, it is not tangent. It was tangent in the other circle. That's a good way to describe the other circle. Sine theta circle.
Diameter, or like a chord.
The polar axis forms the diameter. We could also call that a line of what?
Symmetry.
If you folded the pieces of the circle over. Okay. So we've got our pole and our polar axes. then I'm going to draw a circle where the polar axis literally cuts it in half. And then, of course, for characteristics, like the characteristics of any circle, I want you to discuss in your pod, tell me about the center, tell me about the radius, tell me about the diameter.
You mean same as the last one, right?
Yeah.
I think my favorite too is the last
one. Eva, can you tell me what the radius is in the circle? Half of A. Which would make the diameter what then?
A.
What about the center? Where am I gonna put the center, Rachel?
One half A comma zero.
One half A, so the radius, or you know, the length is one half A, and there's no rotation, so I can either say 0 degrees or just zero, because radians, that's the same thing. That's in polar. In polar, your coordinate would be half A comma zero. In rectangular, it would be half A comma zero, right? Because there's no rotation. Notice how each of our figures so far, a point on the figure actually, except for the circle itself, is got it's centered, either centered at the pole or is actually touching the pole. Connected. Now, our last figure, we didn't do yesterday. It's a really fun one. And then we're gonna experiment with our parameters too on this one. And yes, I can do a circle with rectangular. It's a pain in the asymptote, and I have to divide it into two pieces because it's not a function, but I can do it. Of course, I can draw lines in rectangular coordinates, but this one, impossible. Impossible. This is a spiral. There are lots of different kinds of spirals. There's lots of different names for spirals and polar curves. We're gonna do a very common one. It's going to be some scalar A times theta. So A times theta, R of theta equals A times theta. And A is any real number. So insert a new page. Graph page, menu, graph entry, polar. And I'm just gonna do, five times theta. You do what you want. Oop, I'm not gonna do five times theta, it's too big. I will do, say, two times theta. Notice the spiral starts at the pole, goes up to the right, what we would in rectangular say quadrant one, and then spirals around, and then touches the pole when it reaches around. Okay. This is your basic spiral. We're going to draw the pole, polar axes. You want to dot in the perpendiculars, you can. And then draw our sample graph, R equals theta. Now, why does it spiral?
So
traveling, then multiplier of 2 is like further increasing the output.
So the radius gets longer. Well, in this sample one where it's just r equals theta, so if rotation is half pi, then the length of the radius is half pi, or 1.5 something, right? If the radius, the rotation is pi, then the length is going to be 3.14. If the radius is a quarter pi, then the length is whatever 3.14 divided by 4 is. So as you rotate around, you're getting larger in your length, okay? Because your rotation's getting longer. So a couple things to note as characteristics about spirals. One is that the pole, it begins or includes, we'll say includes the pole. And that literally, you know, the theta value is the length of r. Notice how the spiral ends. Why does the spiral stop? Why does it stop?
Because it reached 2 pi.
Because theta reached 2 pi and it stopped. What if you want to keep going?
Change it to something.
Change the parameters. So if you get your graph line showing again, your control graph, you go up here, arrow down to where it says 0, less than or equal theta, less than or equal 2 pi. And change 2 pi, or the 6.28, to say 4 times pi. Now, I literally put 4 pi, pi. Your calculator will convert that. Let's see what happens. So we're going to stop the voice recording now, because we're going to play with parameters a little bit more.
Hello, people. We're hoping you're listening. There you go. As long enough as it is. Thank you.